Hey everybody, welcome to the Worfen Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 510, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 14, Truth and Consequences.
It aired May 8th, 2004, written by Jackie Marchant, directed by Andrew Merrifield. It's not directed by Paul Grinder, who I found out last night was a co-producer on Black Sails.
Oh, Paul Hoagie?
Paul Hoagie went from Power Rangers to one of the greatest shows I've ever seen. So from one of the greatest shows I've ever seen to another different, great, in a very different way, in like an actually good way and not in a Power Rangers good way. But I don't know if it's the same guy. I'm sure it is, because how many Paul Grinders do you think are running out there? Probably not a ton, if I had to guess, right?
I can't imagine. It's a very common name.
I didn't look into it any, because I don't want it to be a different guy. I just want to believe that the guy who directed, let's see, it was the last episode of Power Rangers he directed was, for us anyway, the guy who directed Ocean Alert also was a co-producer on Black Sails.
When was that?
Ocean Alert?
Is that that's a Dino Thunder, right?
Yeah, we watched that one. Yeah. That's the one with the Baywatch episode.
Right.
Yeah.
You said Ocean Alert, but my brain translated it to Oysterizer, and I was like, that's not right. That's too long ago.
That was a while ago. Who even knows? I mean, I could look it up, but I'm not gonna. What a weird episode Oysterizer was.
Season finale, season one.
Season one finale. The thrilling conclusion to the hit season of Power Rangers that no one talks about anything else but this season, and it ended with Oysterizer.
It's like if Pokemon Red and Blue ended when you fight like a rocket grunt.
Yeah, like you beat Giovanni.
It ends
and
at
then
the game
on your
corner.
Way out. Yeah. It was so weird. Anyway, if you're new here, hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. What we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and talk about it. You can follow along if you have the DVDs. Not Netflix. I mean, when this airs, probably you still have a week to watch. You have until February 1st. That's when it will evaporate into the aether.
Yes, they'll run out of digital copies. Yeah. Taking that page out of Nintendo's book, I guess.
Right. Remember when they ran out of digital Earthbound?
Yeah, they ran out of Earthbounds.
Earthbound
was out. Sold out.
No more Earthbound.
I think the Wii U. I eventually did get the code for that. However, the Zerud event for Pokemon, they ran out of codes. They have no codes. I emailed them and I was like, hey, your email service sucks, and didn't send me the email. And they were like, really sorry about that. We're out of codes.
Sorry, pal. No codes. No more codes. Can't do it.
That's fine. I don't like Zerud anyway. I want one to have one, but it's just...
Is Zerud a monkey?
Yeah, he's like a weird green and black, mean-looking monkey man.
Is he Sword and Shield exclusive?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like the mythical for this one.
But why?
Because this is when they made him. He's from a movie.
but why is the English mythical a monkey?
Because he's in a movie.
Okay, I don't think I understand Pokemon very much anymore.
He's in a movie about a jungle, which is not in Galar.
So, wait a minute. then why?
I don't know. I've never liked it.
I feel like we should say this for our Pokemon show. We have one of those we can talk about this on. Anyway, we're going to go watch Truth and Consequences right now.
Dino Thunder power up!
We're back, and we just watched White Thunder Part 4.
The thrilling conclusion,
the conclusion. It was less of Part 4 than it could have been, to be fair, but it still also like the last episode of this one could have been its own two-parter.
I feel like the end of this one could have been the end of the last one.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not the end of it, but I guess the plot of this episode could have been the end of
the three-parter.
The three-parter, and I would have been more okay with that because at least everyone knows what's going on by the end. It's not still like all up in the air still.
Yeah, I feel like that is the one part, like, because the last episode was good, but it could have compressed a lot of stuff and then ended the second part with Tommy getting ambered and then, you know. Yeah. Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. HeyJakeandJosh.com. I also have a fun story about how I had to watch this episode. HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there. You can listen to old episodes of the show, including episode 14, wherein I say, hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. And you say, are you going to keep doing that? And the answer is yes, Josh. Yes, I am. Forever.
So if you're new here.
Yeah, new here. Yeah, Claire unearthed it. I guess she's re-listening. I don't recommend that. But
14, that's like... That's a Green with Evil episode.
Green with Evil starts at 17, I think.
Right.
But that, okay. So that's 14's probably like Madam Woe, somewhere around there. If that's not episode 8, which it seems like it is in my brain, I don't know. Yeah, you can go listen to old episodes on there. There's also an archive feed that you can listen to. It's got the first 10 seasons of the show. There's also two classic feeds up through Terp that you can go listen to if you're jonesing for old us. If you want to hear us, what we sound like as unconfident babies, you can go back to listen to season one, because I was shocked at how we just didn't know what we were doing even a little bit.
I don't think we sounded that bad.
I don't think we sounded bad, but you can clearly tell that we had no idea like how to be on a podcast.
The chicken was cooked. It just wasn't seasoned.
Yeah, it was just a beige chicken. Like a flavorless beige chicken.
Episode 14 is Foul Play in the Sky.
Foul Play in the Sky. That's the one where Kimberly goes flying with her uncle Steve, and Bulk and Skull and Steve get put to sleep, and Kim has to land the plane.
Yes.
Why do I remember these things?
And I believe that's all. Madam Woe was the one right before that, so you were pretty close.
Oh, I was so close.
Isn't that also the one where the space chicken cuts a hole in space and time?
No, that... Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. we'll ask Benny next time we do a 500 episode celebration.
No, the monster in this one is Snizzard.
Snizzard. Mm-hmm. Who put them to sleep with sleepy potion. Kim had to land a plane. I thought it was a good episode. That was a good one. Anyway, where are we? You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Apple Pop Tart Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife and Pod Bay B, Stitcher, and all those cool, fun places. And Pod. Ooh, I don't think. I had to watch this in 240p, so I didn't get any. I don't know what jokes were on Pod.
I don't think there was any jokes.
There wasn't a lot. We're on Pod, Leo.
Pod and Consequences.
Podandconsequences.com. That's where you have to listen to the podcast or else.
Yeah, if you don't leave a rating and review, or else happens to you.
Or else happens. And what that is, nobody knows. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. And we really appreciate it. Josh, can I tell you about how I had to watch this episode and why?
Yes, please. I cannot wait to hear how this happened.
So you know how Netflix is getting rid of Power Rangers at the end of the month?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did it early for me in that the person whose Netflix I use, it didn't accept their card this month for whatever reason, so I couldn't watch it. So I go on, it's like, hey, you need to update your card info. And I was like, I don't have that. I'm in sort of a Netflix timeshare.
Mondays and Thursdays.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, that's what it would have been if there weren't profiles. In exchange for Netflix, he gets HBO from me, and then we both get Hulu from our other friend. It's sort of like this. We do like a stream share service, so we're not just paying for cable. But I couldn't watch it. So I spent about 15 minutes Googling Dino Thunder streaming because I could have just purchased it. But I bought the DVDs today because I was like, well, I can't let this happen again anyway. So I bought the DVDs today, but I was like, I don't want to buy the DVDs and like spend another $13 on it on like Amazon or like the digital ones.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I can't screenshot on iTunes anyway, and I don't know if I can on Amazon, so I'm not going to do that. So I just spent a little bit of time Googling, and finally I found a what I consider to be a very reputable website that uh-huh. is illegal, but it's illegal in a good way, in that there's okay. no pop-ups or anything. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like, hey, click on this if you want. Like, whatever happens, happens.
Guess which one of these is the real download link. I dare ya.
Yeah, it's not one of those. It's one that I mainly use to watch dubbed anime that is not on any other streaming service I already have. But it turns out it also has Power Rangers on it. So I did get to watch it. The downside is that it is in 240p. It was a chunky watch.
So you watched the Hit Clips version of yeah, Truth yes. and Consequences.
I watched it on a Hit Clips, maybe a Game Boy. it was not good, and because of that, I feel like I didn't get a lot out of the episode. What I did get out of it, though, was a previously on that had a questionable voiceover for like 1 second that didn't match at all, and it was kind of weird. I did look on YouTube, see if maybe just somebody like had it on YouTube, because they used to do that before anyone cared about Power Rangers again back in like 2009.
Yeah.
But they do, unless it's in another language. So if you want to watch it in Hindi, then I have a YouTube channel I can recommend for you. Unfortunately, as I do not speak the language, that was not going to work out. So, but I did end up watching it in the lowest definition possible before it is a still image. like an abstract still image. So that's how I watch the show. We're gonna thank patrons on Monday because next Thursday we're gonna have a guest, so we'll thank patrons. But I want to do some emails. I looked the other day, I don't know if you've looked recently, I looked like sometime last week, and there were no new reviews because y'all love detention, I guess. This is from Calvin.
Okay.
Former guest of the show. Y'all remember Calvin from the Ninja Turtles episode.
Yeah.
So when I open it up, Gmail's like, hey, this could be fake. This could be phishing because Calvin has sent you emails from a different email. So be careful. I'm going to trust that this is Calvin.
All right. Good luck. Hope Calvin didn't send us a virus.
Well, he sent us, there's a link to a YouTube, which I think is probably safe.
That seems pretty safe.
It looks on the up and up. Plus, I trust Calvin. Anyway, hey, Jake and Josh. After getting stuck in the Lost Galaxy, swimming my way out of the Aqua Base, time traveling back from the future, and jumping off the Animarium, and now I've been abducted by space ninjas, I feel like I'll be back in high school after I try to catch up with the Morphin Grid. Now to make you feel old and atomize your bones from my Bubba Bubble. I just graduated from university with a chemistry degree. Congratulations. Calvin is officially smarter than the two of us.
Hooray!
Hey, do you remember how Calvin was born? Like he came into the human world on the day that the Ninja Turtles episode aired?
Yeah.
And now he has a college degree in a class I didn't even take in high school. I didn't take chemistry. I missed that one.
Well, good for you, Calvin. Congratulations.
So when he guessed it, for context, the Ninja Turtles episode I guessed it on, I had just started college, and I've been listening to the podcast since my sophomore year of high school. Yep. So we're skeleton bones. I'm sorry if this email left the Morphin Grid host list. Applications are being accepted now. Nothing can stop us, not even the sweet release of death. Zordon said we have to do 1,000. So mm-hmm. Anyway, here's a few things that came up while doing my catch-up. No, bullet points. Bullet point number one. While eating a banana with ketchup on it sounds like the worst thing in the world, banana ketchup is a thing and is surprisingly not as bad as the former. Banana ketchup.
So you can like go to a store and buy a bottle of banana ketchup?
I don't think Heinz makes it, but...
Well, no. It's probably Hunt's. So is this a ketchup where they replace a tomato with banana?
I don't know. And if that is the case, I am interested and would like to hear more. But also, that sounds like sweet ketchup.
Is it still ketchup if there's no tomato? Is it not just a banana sauce at that point?
What if it's both? What if there is some tomato in it to keep it ketchup?
I have to see what this is.
But it is still banana-y.
Banana ketchup. Here we go. Banana ketchup is a popular Philippine fruit ketchup condiment made from mashed banana, sugar, vinegar, and spices. So yeah, it's ketchup with bananas instead of tomatoes.
Oh. I mean, that sounds good. I'll try that.
That doesn't sound too bad. I don't know how vinegar and banana would be.
I don't like vinegar by itself, but tomato, you know, ketchup is mostly vinegar. So, you know.
Its natural color is brownish yellow, but is often dyed red to resemble tomato ketchup. I don't know if I would want it dyed red.
I don't know if you have a choice, Josh.
Give me the yellow banana ketchup.
I mean, look, how does it go on ice cream? Putting a banana sauce on ice cream sounds like the dream to me. Next, bullet point number two. I found a whole playlist of changes Time Force made, or changes to Time Force Saban made to episodes post 9/11. So if you're interested in checking them out, here you go. And it's a link to YouTube. So I think this is Google. I think Gmail. I think this is safe. Don't worry. It's pretty crazy how much they changed and cut out. I am definitely going to check that out. Honestly, don't remember how bad the Song of Animaria was or how porny Wild Force was, but I guess I was just a feeble child watching it when it aired. Yeah, you would have been like five, I think.
Yeah, a lot of stuff probably went over your head.
Yeah, but yeah, and that song was so bad, but as a kid, I don't know if you would know how bad it is. You know, because kids just like everything.
If you're 5 years old, what do you have, like nursery rhymes to go on?
Right. And
what good music is. It's right. No Humpty Dumpty, but that Animarium song is not too bad.
It's not, you know, it'll do. Do you remember the first time you thought, I don't like this thing?
No.
Because
like a vegetable that I ate when I was a kid.
I mean like a TV show. I mean like media or something. Because as a kid, I enjoyed literally everything you put in front of me until I saw Ren and Stimpy.
No, I liked Ren and Stimpy. I watched it with my mom.
I hated it. I still hate it. I also hated Beavis and Butthead. Those are the two things I was like, these are bad. These are, in my discerning 4-year-old taste, these are bad, I think. We're just different is all.
I can't remember the first thing I didn't like.
Like a video game that you were like, I think this is bad. I rented this from Video Lane, and it sucks, actually. Yoshi's Island, Yoshi 64 is pretty bad, I think, actually.
No, I played the crap out of Yoshi's Story. I rented it, and I almost beat it. Yeah, I don't think it was until the internet when other people's opinions started to influence me that I started to not like things.
Another soul ruined by the internet. Finally, started doing a whole rewatch of Power Rangers again with my girlfriend, who has never seen any Power Rangers, and we just finished Turbo. It's a great way to reminisce about the old episodes of the podcast, and also steal all your jokes throughout the way. Let me say right here, officially, this is the official stance of at least one half of the Morphin Grid. If you are watching Power Rangers with a significant other, feel free to steal every joke we had to impress them. Yeah. The consequences of them finding out are on you, but if it never happens, you're golden. Steal away. Steal all of our jokes. Hope you're doing well. Congrats on 500 plus episodes of the podcast. Enjoy putting your bones back together. Your youngest friend, Calvin. Thanks. I have super glue handy and some time on my hands, so I will get those bones right back in place. Thank you for the email, Calvin. It's good hearing from you. Calvin also says that he would like to come back on the show, and I think I would like to have Calvin back on the show at some point, so we'll have to figure out how to make that work. That's the only email I'm reading today. There was another one that said, do not open until the end of Dino Thunder, so hopefully I don't forget about it. But that's, I put a star next to it, and we'll let my brain decide whether or not it...
it knows what that means.
Yeah. So, Josh, I did go through all the trouble of watching this episode in 240p. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah. I think for your sake, we need to.
Okay, we start off. Well, I start off on a previously on, which Netflix does not have.
They do not have that. No.
Because they expect you to watch them in a row and never stop until you're done. And I didn't do that. But this is from the TV airing. And it was just basically like, hey, here's what happened in the three-parter. But there was also a point, you know, when last episode when Tommy called Haley. I was like, Haley, are you there? And she's like, yeah. There was like a voiceover of her going, huh? Or like, okay, or something like that. And it, her mouth wasn't moving at all. Like, I don't know if that was in the episode and I missed it, or if it's just the previously on, or if it's the fact that it was in 240p and maybe the mouth part didn't, the mouth pixels hadn't moved yet.
It did move, but the color change wasn't enough for the pixels to change.
Yeah, exactly. So it couldn't tell. It was just a very questionable VO choice. But for real, we start off with them scanning Tommy. They have picked up the fossilized Tommy, brought him back to the lab, and now he's just like a conversation piece in the middle of the whole place.
They'll fix him up here, and they'll bring him back there.
Bring him back there. So they're like, we can't get him out. It could be too dangerous. We don't know what to do. And they're like, why don't we just crack it open? Because if he's alive, it should be okay. And she's like, no, if we crack it open, he's alive in there now. But if we crack it open, it might kill him for some reason.
So he's fossilized in there.
Yeah.
He's not frozen. He's just stuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
So there's a time frame, because he will starve to death if
yeah.
you don't get him out of there in like a week.
I thought about that too when they said this. And I'm choosing to believe that the amber is magical in nature, and that he's in some sort of suspended animation where he doesn't need to eat or drink or pee or anything, because he will die from several things if they don't get him out of there quick enough.
You're going to crack that amber open, and this smell is just going to leak out of it.
I mean, that's best case scenario, right? Because if he's frozen all the way, it's got nowhere to leak to, and it's just going to blow his kidneys up and destroy him from the inside.
Ooh.
So I'm just going to choose to believe that he's in suspended animation. Ethan says, like, oh, a paleontologist got fossilized. The White Ranger's got a great sense of humor. And then Kira's like, yeah, well, I've had it with him.
I'm sick of his crap.
I've had enough to hear with the White Ranger. And they're like, all right, let's go find him. We cut to Mezogog throwing a hissy fit about the White Ranger, how he destroyed his monster. And he's madder at this than any time a Power Ranger has destroyed his monsters, because I guess he wants to have the White Ranger on his team. And so that just makes him a little more angry about how things went down.
Well, he doesn't necessarily want the White Ranger. He wants the power, but since he can't get it, he'll take the Ranger.
Yeah. And, He's I forget what he says, but eventually Elsa's like, well, since I'm not stupid like Zeltrax is, I can track him. But
Elsa
she can't
is acting.
Act.
She's acting in another different way. I don't think we've gotten the same Elsa twice.
No. Does everyone give her different directions and she just doesn't choose to stay consistent on her own, do you think?
She's not
and
making
she's like,
any
whatever you
choices.
Want. Yeah, she's like, whatever you want. And he's like, do it this way. And she's like, okay.
Or she's making too many choices and the directors aren't reining her in.
You know, that's probably also what it could go either way. That one might be more likely because they, you know, they shoot these things in like one take. All right, good. Got it. Moving on. As evidenced by the fact that Vipra, all of her lines went to the air. So so she's like, I can track him. And he's like, all right, fine. So we cut to Trent, who's like, what's going on with me? He's walking through like a shipyard. And then, like, he, like, leans up against the wall and he starts to remember, like, being the White Ranger and fighting the Power Rangers. But nothing he, like, nothing else very specific, just, like, flashes of that. So he's, like, starting to remember. Then we cut to cyberspace, and this is a little baffling, because the Power Rangers walk in, and the first thing they say, I think it's Connor, goes, maybe Haley has any ideas. And, I mean, you could have asked her when you were all in the lab together, right?
We're all just there.
Did you have to wait till she's at work to see if she came up with any ideas? It's slammed in here, by the way, so not a great time to chit-chat personal business. I understand your mentor is frozen like an egg, you know?
So the way this is edited out is that they left Tommy's basement with Haley to come to Haley's work to ask Haley about the White Ranger.
Yeah.
But because it's so busy, they just stand in front of the door.
Yeah, they don't move from the door the whole time. And they bring up the White Ranger, and they're like, we need to go find him. And Connor's like, it's not like the White Ranger's just going to walk in, and then Trent just walks in. And I feel like they've done this joke like 9 times by now. Someone loves it the same way I love, if you're new here.
Right, because he like bumps through them, and Kira's like, hey, Trent. He's like, hey.
hey, and he walks up and he's like, Haley, I gotta talk to you. She's like, I'm very busy, grab a tray. He's like, no, I quit. And she's like, what? He's like, yeah, I gotta quit. And she's like, is this because of your dad? He's like, no, it's because of other stuff. Anyway, I gotta quit, I'm sorry, bye. And so he starts walking towards the door and Kira stops him and she's like, hey, you're just quitting on Haley? He's like, yeah, I know it seems sudden, but like, there's some weird stuff going on with me and I feel like if I don't tell anybody, I'm gonna explode. And that's not quite a sequitur. Why don't you talk to Haley, who you seem to like and trust, about it? You nope. know?
Can't do it.
But instead, Kira's like, well, you can talk to me. And he's like, okay, so what's happening with me is that, and then Cassidy bursts in. We don't hear it because they're on the doors and the doors burst open between them, so they are both like separated by the doors. And then Cassie walks in being like, everybody, I have breaking news. I know who the White Ranger is, and Devin's gonna be here any minute with the proof. And then nobody comes in the door. She's like, any minute, Devin's gonna be here any second now. And then Devin comes in.
He bursts, like, he slides through the doors like that gif of The Rock where he's in like his dress shoes and he just slides halfway across the ring before he drops a people's elbow.
I feel like he jump kicked through the door almost. He runs up there and he's like, Cassidy, here's the thing about the camera is that, and she's like, turns out the White Ranger is on a camera that Devin lent to his sister, so he's gonna go get that right now. And then we'll have it. Sorry for the confusion.
This is stupid. This is only going to end one way. And it's.
Yep. Yep.
I really like Cassidy and Devin both as characters, but the plot lines that they get are booty.
No, do you remember when Bulk and Skull were like, we're going to find out who the Power Rangers are? And didn't.
Well, they did, and then they got their memories erased. And,
yeah.
But then they found out again, but that was at the same time that everyone else in Angel Grove found out who the In-Space Rangers were. So.
Yeah. But the thing is, I don't remember them being, like, doing literally the same thing every time. Because with Cassidy and Devin, it's literally, we're going to get footage of a thing, we don't have footage of the thing. It's literally the same thing every time. And I just, yeah. It's not fair to them, is the thing. So, apparently he did loan it to his sister, and she's like, why? And Devin's like, I'm a pushover. You know that. she needed it. I thought it was going to be like his little sister for like a dance recital. It is the opposite of that.
I am very shocked at what actually ends up being on the camera.
Yeah. We'll
talk
about that.
They don't show anything, but just the implication.
No. Yeah. Is a lot. So. We cut back over to Kira, and she's like, okay, Trent, what were we going to say? Trent's gone. He's in an alley somewhere, and he morphs, and that sets off Elsa's White Ranger detector. And she's like, I found him. And Koopa's like, yeah, me too. He's right there in the open. Cool tracker, Elsa.
There's like a pause when he says right there, and I thought he was just going to be like in front of him on the ship or in the headquarters or wherever they are.
On old Gog Island. He's like, yeah, what's up? I'm just here now. But no, he just also found him through another So why do you have to go through the rigmarole of Elsa being like,
I'm not useless. I made a thing that you already have.
He's like, yeah, I have a camera that just like looks up Power Rangers. So he's like, you two dumbasses, go catch him. So Zeltrax and Elsa teleport down, and they're like, we've got an offer for you to join King Koopa. And he's like, piss off.
I will say no to that.
I say no to that. And please respect my wife. Oh, I love Rusev. Anyway, back to Power Rangers. So they start fighting because he's like, we're going to take you to, you're going to be Mezogog's new guy. And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to tell you again. So they start fighting and White Ranger whips the asses. And I love it.
I'm getting a little tired of it.
Of White Ranger
getting boring.
Whipping butts?
It's 4 episodes of the White Ranger just trucking them.
Yeah. But this time it was
Zeltrax and Elsa. He's really strong. We don't know what his motives are. What is he even trying to do?
As far as I know,
besides beat up Power Rangers,
mostly beat up Power Rangers, but then also beat up Zeltrax and Elsa when the occasion arises. I just like the way he fights, and I like that
he does fight really cool.
Yeah.
It's just, I get that he can beat up the Power Rangers. I understand that part, but I don't know what they're trying to stop him from doing, because I don't know what he's trying to do.
No, that is a problem. At the end of this episode, it'll kind of not like clear itself up or go away or anything. It just like, I feel like we are at like towards the end of that's his only thing is he's just doing stuff. We still don't know what he wants though.
Yeah, because they do finally get an upper hand on him a little bit in this episode.
Thanks to a dinosaur that I've been saying wrong my whole life, apparently.
I think they're saying it wrong.
looking at how it's spelled, I think I was wrong. We'll put it to a poll. We'll let the listeners decide.
Well, then both of us are wrong, because I've always said ankylosaur. Ankylosaurus.
I've said it different than that, so we'll get there in a minute. So Rangers pull up on their raptor cycles, and they're like, I don't know which side to take. And the bad guys are like, well, let's make it easy for you. And they leave. Because that's what the bad guys do, is they leave.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It is what it is, I guess.
So then they start fighting White Ranger versus the Power Rangers. Kira goes into Super Dino mode. And guess what? So number one, Kira got it. Thank God. I was gonna be upset if she did not get one.
Yeah, she's the second one that does it. She does it before Ethan does.
And then also, she does have wingies.
She gets a special thing.
She gets like big old wingies.
Yeah.
Which is pretty neat. So he still wins, though. He still beats her up. And I think he hits her so hard she demorphs. I think that happens as a blaster with arrows or whatever. Because he draws a lot of arrows. It's really the only draw thing he can do with his little pen dagger. Is he can draw little arrows to shoot at you, and that's all. And he drew X's once.
He knocks her out of the air. And then she goes back to like regular mode and they fight for another second. And then he hits her again.
Yeah.
Like really bad, because she blows up and goes like flying forward. Is that just the arrow attack again?
Maybe he just hit her with the sword regular, but I don't know. Again,
maybe he definitely shot something at her. It must have been the arrows. Might have been the arrow, what else he shoots.
It's all he really does.
Besides Connor's gun.
Yeah. Right. He shoots before, except for Connor in the butt with his own gun. So. The White Ranger goes to kill her.
Yeah.
Because she's demorphed. He's like, I never liked the color yellow anyway. And he walks over and he goes to like, he like turns her over. So I guess he can look at her face while he stabs her in the heart or something. And it's Kira. And he's like, Kira? And she's like, how do you know? And he's like, oh. And then he gets like some flashbacks and kind of Trent kind of bursts through to like stop him. And I was like, okay. So now there's sort of a give and take. And I'm kind of into that idea.
Yeah. This episode is a little confusing. Not confusing, but before this, it was like there's the White Ranger and there's Trent, and they're separate.
Yeah,
same body but different.
And now they're trying to like.
But now it's
merge.
Like the White Ranger is taking over Trent, and so when the White Ranger is in control, it's still Trent, but it's like the evil version of Trent is in the suit, and then like the not evil version is out of the suit.
There's even when he morphs in like the alleyway earlier. Before they found it, I guess like 4 minutes ago, he morphs back into the White Ranger, and the White Ranger goes like, that's better, or something like that. Like,
yeah,
like now I'm back in the driver's seat.
This could have worked for Tommy.
It could have. All of this could have worked for Tommy, except the White, the Black Ranger wouldn't be stuck in Amber, though.
Well, no, he wouldn't, and I think that would be fine.
But you could also just have, but he could have left too, and you could have just had Tommy do voiceover as evil Tommy instead of demorphing.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Or if the timing was different and he wasn't like gone, you could have like the weird drama of him like unmorph still mentoring them before he even realizes he's the White Ranger still like mentoring them. And then like morphed, he's fighting them and like they can't get a hold of him for help.
Yeah.
You know, how to beat him. Because he is him, but none of them know that, including Tommy.
That would have been good. A lot of missed opportunities.
Really good.
A lot of missed.
That would have been really good.
So,
I have a YouTube video how to pronounce ankylosaurus.
Okay, hit me.
I don't think you're gonna be able to hear it because it's on my computer.
Okay, well, just hit play and then tell me.
It is ankylosaurus.
Ah, dang! We've been saying it wrong our whole lives, Josh. Learn something new every day.
It's a 17-second video that just says Ankylosaurus about five times.
Yeah, a lot of pronunciation videos are like that. I forget what I looked up. It was a while ago, but I looked up something. It was like how to pronounce a name or something, and I just said it like six times in a row, and I was like, okay, thanks.
At least it didn't have like a minute and a half intro.
Right, like the, hey, I just want to tell you about how cool my husband is. Like every recipe that you look for online.
Anyway, Ankylosaurus.
Or that, when I looked up how to say ool, the Irish version of apple, and there was like a 4-minute intro. It was like I was like, just say ool. Just say what it is. So he, now that he, back to power, Trent reels back from almost killing Kira, and then the boys go super dino, and Ethan's goes straight up.
Yeah. They go like the opposite direction of Connor's.
Yeah. And I like them. They look a little goofy, but I like them.
They do look a little goofy. Ethan's is also different in that his shoulder spikes are taller.
Yeah, because he's
like
a
the two horns from a Triceratops.
Yeah.
I don't know if Connor has anything that's like different from the other ones. I think he's more of like a vanilla.
Well, I think his, because she didn't have a lot of spikes. Hers were like raised, but they weren't like spiking off. She just had wingies, you know.
Right.
So I think his are like spikes. So like if you touch me anywhere, it's like getting teethed.
He's,
you know?
Oh, he's got the rough skin ability.
Yeah, which is what Ethan had. Wait a minute. Anyway, so they go super dino and they defeat him, kind of like he gets knocked down. He's like, all right, I'm gonna go, and then he leaves.
I actually thought when Kira transforms into her super dino form, her helmet shrieked, and I thought, yeah, that was gonna be like her super scream, like and blow Trent back, but instead she just got wingies.
She's got wingies, and she like flew back and forth like Taylor, yeah, did.
She glided at him like a squirrel.
Yeah. Wow. Give me your acorns. The boys demorph and they're like, oh no, that sucked. Where's he going? We gotta find him. And then we come back to King Koopa, who's mad at them again for different reasons, for just like dipping this time. And she's like, well, we couldn't beat him in his morph form.
Yeah,
maybe if we can find him in his human form, we can.
Mesogog tells them, he's like, you guys suck and you'll never be able to beat the White Ranger. And she's like, that is true.
I agree to that.
If he's morphed, that is true. But if we can find the person, he'll be like a little squishy and maybe,
yeah,
we can kill him.
We can punch him in the kidneys and stuff. And he's like, oh, whatever. So we cut back to Kira, who goes to like a park / river with a bench. I don't know where this is.
It's like a swamp. It's like
it's a little
it's
swampy.
Like a marsh, maybe.
I wish I was watching it in something other than on a hit clip, because I couldn't tell if it looked nice or not. It just looked like a Monet painting.
It looks nice, but it looks like
a nice swamp,
like a marsh. Yeah, like it's wet, like it's a thin layer of water
area
on top of grass.
It's a wet area.
It's a wet field that's overgrown.
So she goes up, she finds Trent, he's drawing the White Ranger, and I don't think she notices that right away, but we see that. And he's like, hey, what's going on? What are you going to tell me? He's like, okay, so you know how I always wanted to be a superhero? And then he opens the page of the White Ranger, and she's like, this is not the superhero you want to be, trust me. this guy sucks.
And he's like, no, I know.
No, I know, but I am him. I am sucks.
I've been suck ass all along.
And she's like, what the fuck, Trent? Why did you try to kill me earlier? And he's like, no, I can't control it. She gets like upset. She stands up and he's like, no, I can't control it. It's just like a thing that keeps happening. I don't know what to do.
I get the initial reaction, but I also feel like maybe you should be putting a little bit together.
Yeah.
Because he's not trying to kill you right now. And so if it was just him trying to kill you, you would be dead.
Yeah, he could have, when you were unaware, instead of like putting on a bright white outfit and challenging you in the middle of an alley or something, in a parking lot or whatever, you know, like on the backside of a Walmart. Like, he could have. And but then she like believes him, and she's like, okay, I'm mad, but I believe that you don't have control of yourself, so I need to go tell Ethan and Connor. And he's like, why? And I was like, Trent, Why do you think?
Why do you think these three people that never talked before, like 3 weeks ago, are hanging out all the time?
Well,
now?
Okay, you know, actually, now that I think about it, to be fair, in his defense, he didn't know that because he showed up after.
That's true. He's new in town.
He doesn't know. But also, like, hey, the two boys that wear blue and red exclusively, why? What do they have to do with this? And she's like, they're Power Rangers, Trent. He's like, oh, them too? And she's like, yeah, obviously. Can you believe it?
Yeah, she's like, hard to believe, but true.
And she's like, all right, I'm going to go get them. You stay right here. We're all going to come back. We're going to figure this out. Because she also knows Haley. She doesn't mention Haley specifically, but she does know. She's like, I know someone else I can help.
Have they not used their morphers as communicators before?
They have. In fact, it was the thing Tommy said they could do when he gave it to them. It was the first thing he said before they could morph with it.
This is what happens when your mentor is stuck in amber.
Haley made him. She should know. She should remind
them. Well, she's not
them.
There, though. Kira's the one that needs to just call them and be like, hey, come to the swamp. I've got the White Ranger.
Instead, she walks away. And then
he leaves him there alone.
And then we cut to Elsa going, master, it worked.
What worked?
She found him. She found him on the thing, and that worked. It is as if she is a text-to-speech robot.
Oh, yeah. She was the one from that YouTube video for the Ankylosaurus. It's just Elsa. Mezogog tells the Tyranitrons to go take care of business.
Business.
He doesn't say business again.
No,
but I wish
he does
I
say
something.
I forget what he said. He did say something else, and he put a weird emphasis on it, and I wasn't sure what it was. But he sends the Krusties to go get down to business, and they get him in a net and bring him. They Cindy Lou Who him and bring him back up there.
Yeah, there's like six Krusties that walk up behind him, and they're holding up this huge net, and they just throw it on him. It looks so silly.
Well, as we learned from Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, you can't beat a net.
I'm surprised they don't have the little, like, twinkling piano keys of them tiptoeing up behind him.
Right, like Pink Panther sneaking? Yeah. So we cut to the lab, and Kira's like, okay, Trent is the White Ranger. And Connor and Ethan are like, well, fuck that guy. Let's go kill him. She's like, no, it's not. He can't control it. And they're like, we don't believe you. We don't believe him. We hate him. We want him to die. And she's like, okay, Haley, how do you feel about this? Can you help? And Haley's like, I don't even know if I can, but I can try. And so they get ready to go. And then Connor and Ethan are like, we're going too. We got some things to say to Trent.
I'm going to cuss at him.
I'm going to do a cuss at that kid. He's not going to know what hit him. So they get there, and Trent gone, except his sketch pad is still there. And I thought they were going to be like, he'd never leave his sketch pad. But right? They don't even talk about that. They're like, you see, he lied, Kira. He's a jerk.
You can't trust him. Just because he's cute doesn't mean that he's telling the truth, Kira.
And she's like, I don't know. So we cut to Gog Island, and Mezogog comes in. He's like, ah, it's the White Ranger. Let's see who it is. And he pulls the net up and pulls Trent up, and he's like, ah, perfect. It's Anton Mercer's son. And I was like, how would you know that? That's weird, Mezogog. But also, I was kind of hoping he'd be like, ah, it's just a kid. Okay, well, I don't know who you are. Like in that Batman or that Justice League episode where Lex Luthor and Flash switch bodies. Lex Luthor's like, finally, I'll figure out who the Flash is. And he's like, I don't know who this guy is. Which is the best joke of the entire series. So he's like, all right, well, do you want to join me so we can take over the world and bring it back to the glorious era of the dinosaurs?
Well, there's multiple of those.
Yeah, you got to pick one. Yeah. I don't know which a Mezogogosaurus was.
Also, Zeltrax is like a robot, and Elsa's a person.
Yeah.
And you are person size. You will all get eaten by dinosaurs.
Unless he can tell. We don't know that he can't telepathically control all dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah. He could calm them with his telepathy. I didn't think of that.
We don't know, because we've only seen robot dinosaurs, so we don't know how real ones react to him. But Trent refuses. He's like, you don't have a choice, because the gem already got in your DNA, and it's going to make you evil anyway, so you might as well just join me. And he's like whispering at him. He's like, you're going to join me. You're going to join me. And then Trent's like, no. And then he morphs and bursts out and he's the White Ranger. And then he disappears. And then we cut, I think, back to the lab where Haley, I wrote Haley round the White Ranger, but I think I meant to say found the White Ranger, like on the computer.
Yeah.
And then for no reason that I can discern, he just calls his Zords and makes his Megazord.
This is what I'm saying. What are his intentions?
I don't think he has many.
What is the White Ranger? Is he just trying to like mess up stuff because he's evil?
Yeah.
Is this just a wants to watch the world burn situation?
Well, they said he was going to want exclusively conflict and to fight, right? And then the first thing he did was say, I don't want to fight you, to the Power Rangers. And then they escalated and then he fought. So maybe he just wants to be left alone.
Then why call your Zords?
I don't know, man. Why call your... Good question. Why call your Zords?
I get that he's evil and the Rangers need to fight him, but I feel like he needs some motivation.
Yeah, like... Especially because he's two people, like the White Ranger is different than Trent. So it's not even like the White Ranger acting on like Trent's impulses. Like, I hate my dad. I'm going to go kill him as the White Ranger. Like, it's nothing. It's just like, I'm going to cause a muck.
Yeah, I'm going to call the Zords now. Why? Because I'll be in them then.
Because I didn't think it would spill.
Yeah, I didn't. Why'd you call the Zords? I didn't think it would stomp the buildings. I don't know.
I don't know. So they call their Zords. Haley's like, I got a new Zord for you, too. So they go to Morph, and before they do, Connor's like, Kira, you know we have to stop him by any means necessary. Like, no matter what. She's like,
we have to kill Trent, Kira. And
we got to kill your cute sort of boyfriend. She's like, I guess.
Yeah, I'm ready to stab him with our big drill arms. Let's go.
All right, let's do this. They Morph. They get their Zords. Haley's like, Ankylo Zord, and I've always called it Ankylo Zord, but that, looking at the letters, is wrong. And you called it
Ankylosaur.
Ankylosaur. So we were both wrong. It is Ankylosaur. I don't think that sounds good, though.
No.
I think maybe I was right with Ankylosaur. Or I gotta go find a new dinosaur that I can name that.
You gotta find one that just has really big ankle bones. Just like, I'll be like, oh, thick, that's an ankylosaur.
Thick, thick ankles. So we cut to, so they start fighting. Trent tries to take the ankylosaur, and we cut to Mezogog for 1 second, being like, you two are stupid. You let him leave. And then it cuts, and we don't go back, and that's all. It's very necessary.
Hey, he got away from you, too.
You more specifically than I think anybody else, like, because you were right in front of him touching his face. So, like,
typical management.
Typical management. So it's never their fault. It down the flagpole. The blame, that is. The buck stops with anybody but me. So then he tries to steal the ankylosaur. It doesn't really work. They do tug of war it.
This poor thing, as far as we know, has just been willed into existence because it came from nowhere
a second ago. Yeah,
and immediately it's getting its head and tail tugged in different directions,
and then they like both lose the tug of war and it just like plants on the ground. And then they,
yeah, because I think it gets mad because its shell, like the top part, like spins.
Yeah,
so I think just like runs that just like knocks them both away.
And so it's like running around trying to like get away from the people trying to rip his head and tail off. And Haley's like, why don't you use it as a Zord part like you do? And yeah, they're like, oh, we didn't think about that. She's like, yeah,
it's
small.
She tells the Rangers, what are you waiting for? Why don't you see what it can do? And it's like, Haley, we didn't even know we had this until 10 seconds ago. We don't know how to use it.
So they use it, by which I mean it replaces the Triceratops arm. I didn't see if anybody got the faceplate for it, though.
It didn't show it, if they did.
So, I don't know. So it's just a second drill arm.
Yeah, it's orange. It's an orange drill on the other arm.
I would have thought Ankylosaur. That sounds wrong. I've been saying it the other way so long. That sounds incorrect.
Would be like a flail?
Be like a flail in a shield or something, yeah, right?
But I think they use it as a shield for a second because he fires like a laser at them, and I think they use the back like spinny pinwheel part of it to like reflect the blast back at him.
Okay, but yeah, but then they just use it and they're like double drill, and they just have two big long arms that they drill him with, and that knocks him away, and they win, kinda,
sort of.
Like they do defeat him, but they, I don't know if they win. We cut back to cyberspace. Devin comes in with the camera. Connor and Ethan are talking about a new video. Well, Ethan's talking about a new video game. Ethan or Connor is humoring him. And Devin comes in. He's like, I got the camera. Here we go. Got it back from my sister. And she's like, all right, let's see who the I can't wait to see what my Pulitzer is. Or I'll say when I accept my Pulitzer for revealing who the White Ranger is. Let me see the footage. And it is a live birth of Devin's sister giving birth to a baby, like in health class. You ever see those terrible movies in health class?
They don't play any sound and they don't show any video, obviously.
Obviously, you cannot watch a baby. You cannot watch a baby be born.
But Cassie is like, oh my God, Devin, that's a birth.
And he's like, yeah, it's beautiful, huh? It's a miracle of childbirth. And then Cassidy faints. Because apparently his sister taped over that with, which we knew was going to happen.
Of course
right?
It was going to happen.
We knew. But I just didn't think they were going to be like, here's my sister giving birth to a baby. Also, Devin, you just had a nephew. Go be with your family, man.
Well, I mean, if the baby's sleeping in the hospital, there's only so much.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I guess.
We don't know how long he was there getting the camera back.
Yeah. Maybe he just hung out for a while. So then we cut to Trent and Kira back at the swamp. Back at Shrek's house. Trent's like, I thought I'd meet you here, Kira. And she's like, yeah. He's like, it's not safe to be with me. You know, like in Twilight? This is very Twilight. This is very, like, I'm actually evil. Is. And we... Hey, do you know when Twilight came out? The book? Do you know when it came out? This is 2004. Do you know when Twilight came out?
2008.
Well, that's when the movie came out.
Oh, I was close.
Maybe not the movie. I think that's when the final book came out, because I looked it up. Twilight came out in 2005. Twilight came out after this, so Stephanie Myers was like, hey, that's a good idea.
Hey, maybe
I'm going to steal from Power Rangers for my vampire book.
My vampire werewolf book.
Well, I guess the vampires also have superpowers in addition to being vampires, which I didn't know about.
Yeah, can't they run fast?
That's vampire powers. They each have, like, specific, bespoke superpowers.
So she did rip off Power Rangers.
Yeah! She ripped off Dino Thunder. Where
this one
are
has
you,
super
Stephanie?
Speed, and this one has armor skin, and this one can yell really loud.
This one can go invisible.
They play baseball so loud it sounds like thunder.
That was actually funny. That actually, I think, is a good bit. And then there's a whole part at the end where they are viciously massacring each other while she's like in and out of like a stupor because of losing blood or something. And it just looks like the Bonnie Raitt, not Bonnie Raitt. Who the hell did the video? I can't think of it now. I can't think of the name of it. Turn around. What is that video called,
Josh? Oh my God. Hang on. I'll find it.
Turn Around Bright Eyes.
Bright Eyes. A Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler.
Bonnie Tyler. Not Bonnie Raitt. I couldn't think of anything except for that. And I was like, well, that's not what it's called. And yeah, anyway, there's a part of Twilight that looks like that music video. But anyway, he's like, it's not safe. You can't be with me. And she's like, but why? And he's like, just because. And then he rips out of the sketchbook his picture of the White Ranger and throws it in the water. And then the episode ends.
Yeah.
So, Josh,
huh?
You started. I get to pick the first best. I'm going to say the best is the scene where Kira learns that he is the White Ranger. I really like how that played out. I like how they didn't like draw it out or try to like trick anybody with it. Like he's like, I can't tell you what's going on, and she has to like wait longer to figure it out or anything. It was just like,
yeah, I mean, they did have the one fake out in the cyberspace where she did have to wait like a little bit longer to figure out what was wrong with
but we have to wait past this episode, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I have to agree with you, because I don't think anything else was particularly good. Not that the episode was bad, but I don't think anything else was particularly good this episode.
My only runner up would be like, the best is that Devin likes his sister. You know, like
that he's a real like family man.
He's a good little brother. But yeah, I really like that scene. The worst is I kind of just want to give it to Elsa again.
I'm gonna give it to the lack of a story for the White Ranger.
That's That's fair.
I mean, if it has to be a particular scene, and I don't think it does because it's our show and it's our
No,
rules.
It can be whatever. We've worse than weird things before. We can do
it's
whatever.
It's definitely the I escaped from Gog Island, let me get my Zords out for no reason.
Yeah, and like just keep, he keeps doing stuff
I
without
think
having
the,
a plan.
That's the peak of like, I'm just doing this because it's in the footage.
Yeah. I think I'm still going to worst Elsa. She was particularly bad in this episode. She's been not great, but she was like really bad in this episode. Runner-up goes to when they leave Haley to go see Haley. That was pretty stupid. MVP, I'm going to give to also Kira?
I think it's Kira.
I think also Kira, especially because there is that part where Connor's like, you're going to have to kill him. And she's like,
yeah, just
like, I feel like that sets up like some good drama later. And I'm
yeah,
excited
I
that.
Think her acting was very good in her reactions to everything. She was pretty believable. She's not annoying like Ethan.
Who was fine in this episode, but he didn't really do a lot.
He didn't do anything. At one point, he's just sitting on the couch looking at a magazine. He's like, hey, a new video game comes out next week. And that's like his whole line in that scene.
Yeah, that's the reason he's there. There is also earlier when him and Connor were like, we're not okay with him being the White Ranger. Like, we don't trust him. I like when they were on the same page, like those two. I think Ethan hopefully we're turning a corner.
I kind of like that, but also I don't think a lot of the ways that Connor and Ethan react to stuff are the same, and like that they're the same character, but they like different things.
Yes, and I feel like that is something they could have explored a little more.
Yeah,
like that, and that they would become friends because of that instead of just like we're friends because we're both Power Rangers.
Right, we're friends because we're on a team. We kind of have to be because
we gotta see each other all the time. But yeah, I'm going to give it to Kira. She was good. Now we're going to rank this episode, which mercifully is not part of a four-parter.
Yeah.
All right. So where are we thinking? Better, or let's do the easy thing. Better or worse than Legacy of Power?
I think it's better than Legacy of Power.
I do too.
What was beneath the surface?
That was the one where we find out that Principal Randall is Elsa.
Oh, okay. I don't know if it goes above that.
That one had a lot of good fights. I don't know if it goes above that either. That one at least had like a driving plot.
So that puts us at Ocean Alert.
I do think it's... Oh, I don't remember. I haven't edited Ocean Alert yet, so I don't really remember a lot other than like, there's a babe and she's kind of mean. Like, yeah, that's it.
I would say that I think I would put this above Ocean Alert.
Okay. I can agree with that.
But below Beneath the Surface.
So coming in beneath the surface above Ocean Alert at number 7, Truth and Consequences. I forgot what it was called for a second. All right, that's going to do it for us for today. Josh, can I have the distinct pleasure of telling you what the next episode is called?
Oh, yes. Hit me with it.
I got a message about this episode from Riley.
Oh.
Asking if we had any guests and if they could guest on it. I said that unfortunately we have a guest for episode 16 and we don't like doing them back to back, but Riley did tell me what it was called. And Josh, the next episode's called Leader of the Whack.
Of the Whack?
Of the Whack.
Like the mob, like you're going to whack someone?
Well, no, either that or like that's whack. Like that's whack. Not cool. That's whack.
Hey, you're not acting whack, Devin.
I don't know which one it is.
Who
Josh?
Is the leader of the whack?
I don't know. And I'm so excited to find out.
Are you looking at it? Is whack capitalized? Like it's a like an anagram? Is that what that is?
No. It's a title, so the first letter's cap, but it's not like
it's not
all capitalized.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like a group called whack.
Okay. But the letters don't stand for something.
No.
Okay.
It's just the leader of the whack.
Well,
I'm excited to find out what that means.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be the monster is going to be like whack flower or whatever. Whack a lion. Dandy whack.
We already had a dandelion lion.
Oh, that's true. What other flowers are there?
Oh, yeah, there's probably several, right? Lilac.
Lilac. That's it. I think that would be it. And also his superpowers, he doesn't tell the truth. He's a lilac.
Oh, got him. All right. Well, we're going to find out. exactly who is the leader of the WAC on Monday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
How much stuff have I opened since yesterday? Okay.
It's not in my mail. It's in my drive.
No, probably not. At one point, it was in your mail when I shared it with you, but that was years yeah, ago during Lost Galaxy.
I don't keep those. I delete those. Not my drive. Go to Docs, Josh. You've done this a million times.
Every now and then you fall apart.
More now, less then.
Ha 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 ha.